Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Morgan. My name's Joanne, and I'm very angry, and it's not at you, but the website you have is a big scam, and the woman I spoke to, just Kyra, about canceling a service that got added on due to a sweepstakes. She canceled it but is refusing to refund it because I said I was going to dispute it. And I expect to see a reversal.
Hey, Kyra. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, and what was your first and last name?
It's Joanne Kobylarczyk.
Yes, I mean, could you verify your mailing address?
2612 Smith Street.
Yes, and give me one moment.
Yes, and I do see there was a contest entered for the KitchenAid mixer. In order to be eligible, you got to be enrolled in ByteSug. It looks like this account was canceled earlier today. However, because you did fake the previous agent, the call was disputed. The charge was disputed.
You got the call back with your bank before we could do anything else.
I didn't hear you. You were mumbling.
There was a subscription started for ByteSug that was canceled, but yeah, so because you did state to the previous agent that there was a dispute on that charge, you'd have to call back with your bank before we can do anything else.
That's BS.
No, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Well, no, this is a scam.
Yes, and the terms and conditions are stated clearly on the website. You do also have to agree that you read and understood those.
No, I did not. I didn't say I agreed to anything.
Yes, and by entering that contest for the kitchen mixer, which you've already stated that you did have to be enrolled in ByteSub. That's stated on the website.
Very unclearly.
We do apologize. The terms and conditions might have been overlooked.
It's a fraud.
Yes, I'm sorry you feel that way. We did go ahead and cancel, but because you did state you disputed that charge, you'd have to call back with your bank before we could do anything else.
I better not get another charge.
This account was canceled.
It's a fraud.
I'm sorry, by the way.